Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Do you find yourself sometimes thinking too much? I think that we block a lot of the Spirit in our lives because we're constantly thinking. And thinking is good. I mean, we need to think, right? But we need to be actively submissive. So I am going to go to the Psalms today. And one thing that I think is crazy about the Psalms is that I used to be a Psalm sprinter. I used to read the Psalms so fast and just kind of, actually, I used to read all the readings pretty fast and just get down to the gospel. But lately, the Psalms have been just music to my soul. So let me read you, and I'm doing all of this on my phone, so my voice may go away. Sorry about that. My computer is in the basement. I could have gotten it, but I decided to try this. Okay, Psalm 51. My mouth will declare your praise. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. My mouth will declare your praise. Behold, you are pleased with sincerity of heart, and in my inmost being you teach me wisdom. Cleanse me of my sin with hyssop, that I may be purified. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. My mouth will declare your praise. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. My mouth will declare your praise. Give me back the joy of your salvation, and a willing spirit sustain in me. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. My mouth will declare your praise. And then the Alleluia. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you to all truth and remind you of all I told you. Huh. So let's think about that. This is where everything wrapped together for me in my meditation this morning. So yesterday, I had mentioned that I went to confession on Wednesday and that I was feeling consolation from God. I was realizing that I wasn't seeking the kingdom first. I wasn't praying all day incessantly. I wasn't praising God. And it was both a physical feeling, a spiritual feeling, and an emotional feeling of the Spirit in my life. And this morning, I was thinking, I was preparing myself for prayer, And I was thinking, Lord, please speak to me in the readings. So I read the readings once, and the Psalms just kept ringing in my soul that if we continue to cleanse ourselves by going to confession, and we continue to work on ourselves by examining our days, replaying them in our minds, and realizing where and when we did the will of God, where and when we heard Him speak to us and acted, and where or when we decided to think for ourselves and do our own will. It's where I kind of think of this active, submissive behavior. The Spirit, as we heard in the Psalm, is renewed every day. So every morning we can start anew, afresh. Start with an act of contrition, apologize to God for doing our own will and succumbing to temptations and things that are not of Him, and then listen to God's voice. So many people, I believe, try to think their way through their prayer instead of allowing the Lord to put the thoughts in your mind. Just as in the Alleluia, the Spirit will come and He will remind you all of the things that I've told you and will lead you to truth. But all too often we overthink everything. We choose to try and conjure up God's voice in our heads. And today was one of those days where I just poured myself into the Psalm and the Alleluia, which was, let me lead. Let me guide you. Be submissive. Actively try not to override what I'm telling you. I'll put the thoughts in your mouth. You'll praise me all day if you can just shut up and let me talk to you. Let me guide you. Let me lead you. Because I think we complicate prayer. We complicate incessantly praying to God. It's as simple as praising Him and acknowledging His greatness all throughout our day. And then we just become more in tune to Him in everything. Let's not overcomplicate our relationship with the Lord. Let's not overcomplicate hearing His voice. He has given us internal wisdom. As long as we continuously seek to be sincere in our heart, to do His will, and continuously go to Him for forgiveness in confession and every single day in our examine prayer, every morning with an act of contrition, we start that relationship anew. He will then cleanse and purify our soul, and the Holy Spirit will begin to do what the Spirit is here to do, and that is guide us, lead us, protect us, and remind us of all the truths and all of our ways. So let's not fight it. Let's do our best to actively submit ourselves to the will of God in our spirit. Just let it go. Try to empty your mind of thinking about what God wants today. And just say, Lord, actively tell me in my prayer. Speak to me. I am giving you my will. Speak to me. So today, let's try to hear the voice of God throughout the day by acknowledging Him and praising Him. My mouth will praise the Lord. My mind will think about God all day and how incredibly amazing He is. He will guide us. He will lead us. We've just got to let Him. It's not complicated. Sometimes we make it so hard. We think that the voice of God is this thing that we can never hear, never understand. And that's because we haven't allowed the voice, which are thoughts in our minds, words through other people, words in the Bible, sink into our hearts. He's speaking to us all the time. And the more that we praise God throughout the day, the more we're going to hear and be reminded of the voice of God within us. All righty, everyone, go be the light. Praise God all day. Let people know that you are giving the Lord credit for everything in your life, all the good, all the bad, and that you trust Him and the plan that He has is perfect. So is His timing, not ours. All righty, everyone, have a blessed and inspired day.
These are unprecedented times for our world, our nation, and our faith. Cities are being burned. The debate rages over our national identity, and a global pandemic has shut down our parishes and deprived the faithful of the sacraments. Times like these can challenge our faith and our hope. Now more than ever, Catholics need to utilize technological advances to strengthen their faith. Endorsed by faithful bishops and cardinals, Breadbox Media is answering this need by providing on-demand podcasting that is faithful to the magisterial teachings of the Catholic Church. Our podcasts let you nurture your faith at any location, at your convenience, and at no cost. We are able to provide this free service because of the generosity of our donors. Would you consider giving a donation today to support this vital ministry? Not only is your donation tax deductible, but you will be helping to transform hearts, minds, and our culture for Christ. Donations can be made by going to breadboxmedia.com. Thank you, and may God bless you.